Arizona Public Service has spent more than $30 million on the campaign to defeat Prop 127, which would increase the state's renewable energy standard. And the pro side, largely bankrolled by Tom Steyer, has spent nearly $24 million to convince voters to support the measure. Both figures come from the latest campaign finance documents. But that ballot measure isn't the only place APS is spending political money. Joining me to talk about that and how that spending is being seen by some of the utility's customers is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey, Howie.
Good morning. Nice costume.
And to you. So we can't be surprised that APS is spending this amount of money on Prop 127, right? I mean, it's been pretty clear for a long time that this was a top priority of the utility.
Oh, very definitely. Now, you know, they're saying it's because, you know, we care about our customers. Obviously, they also care about their own forms of energy, you know, Palo Verde, and the questions of whether that would be needed. And I think that they believe that controlling everything, including where the solar comes from versus rooftop, probably protects their bottom line.
So let's talk about some of the other places where APS has an interest, although maybe an indirect interest. And one of those is in the attorney general's race, although, again, APS is not spending directly on the candidate here.
No. What APS has done is send over $400,000 to the Republican Attorneys General Association. Of course, they've also sent a lot of money to the Republican Governors Association. And the question is, and since you can't draw a direct line, is that money essentially meant to keep Mark Brnovich in office and to keep Doug Ducey in office, as they see those as more regulator friendly? Now, given APS's reputation among some of its customers, what with the rate hikes we've been talking about and whether people were confused or misled about how much they were going to pay, the question becomes, does the fact that APS seemingly likes Mark Brnovich work against him?
Well, so let's talk about the perception of some APS customers. And of course, you know, not everybody feels the same way about anything. But is there a sense among some customers of the utility, it is the state's biggest utility, that maybe they shouldn't be spending all this money on political campaigns and maybe should be focused elsewhere?
Well, that certainly goes to the heart of some questions that Commissioner Bob Burns has been asking. He wants the utility to open up its books and say, what is it spending on lobbying? What is it spending on, quote unquote, public relations? What is it spending on politics? And the utility has been semi-opaque on this. They promised to do a better job and release it in their annual report. Of course, their annual report isn't due out until next spring, long after the election. Then there are, you know, related issues there about whether people believe that Mark Brnovich used his influence to change the wording of that Prop 127 ballot measure in a way that would convince people to vote against it. So if people are convinced that Mark Brnovich is doing the bidding of APS, you know, they might be more likely to vote for January Contreras, who's his Democrat foe.
I think that for a lot of people, when you think about how you feel about your utility, the number one thing is, are the lights on? And if they're not on, how quickly do they come back on? You know, sort of pocketbook kitchen table issues and whether you can see what's in your pocketbook and see what's at your kitchen table. I'm wondering, you know, based on some of the folks with whom you've spoken, is politics maybe as important or more important to some people than the actual idea of, is the utility keeping the lights on?
Well, you're right. I mean, what people care about, as you say, is, are the lights coming on? What they also care about is, how high are the bills? And while I recognize that APS spending, you know, $20 million on a campaign may not have a direct influence on the bills, it's supposedly, quote unquote, shareholder money, there may be a lot of folks saying, well, wait a second, I just finished paying my summer bills. They're higher than I think they should be. And whether you can draw a line between that and political contributions, or just general anger at APS over that, might make you say, well, look, if Don Brandt, who's a CEO, likes so-and-so, well, then I'm going to vote for whoever Don Brandt doesn't like.
One office that we haven't talked about is the Corporation Commission, which is kind of where all this started, it seems, where APS has spent money and maybe spent money, maybe not spent money on particular corporation commissioners who would in turn be regulating APS. Howie, have we seen a change in APS's strategy in the CorpCom races this go-round?
Oh, I think definitely yes, because of the fact, as you point out, in the 2014 race, somebody who may have a three-digit initials spent $3.2 million to elect a couple of Republicans. The company was more upfront in 2016 in seeking an all-Republican ticket and spending over $4 million. This year, we haven't seen anything, although APS does have a little bit of money in the bank. I think the belief of the company, and probably the belief of the two Republicans, Justin Olsen and Rodney Glassman, is that the endorsement and money from APS is the kiss of death. So I think they're better off just staying away. Now, of course, on the other side, you have the people who are pushing 127, you know, Tom Steyer and his NextGen Climate Group, saying, well, if an all-Republican commission that APS seems to like is a good thing, we're going to put our money behind Kiana Sears and Sandra Kennedy for the Democrat candidates.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you. Have a happy Halloween. Get a lot of candy tonight.
Oh, I'll be in an overload tomorrow.